Hello, Todd.
Yes.
Hi, Todd. How are you?
I'm doing well. I get nervous when I get turned over to different people for different things.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's not. I'm sorry. I'm just, you know, I rarely talk this long to people calling me to blow up my business.
Oh, man.
I'm like, you guys already mm-hmm. passed the 3-minute mark.
Oh, boy.
So,
okay.
Just tell me what the price is, and I can tell you if I'm even interested right now.
No worries. And I apologize. I mean, I want this to feel as comfortable for you as possible. So it looks like, as I'm taking a look at the notes briefly that he sent over to me, I know you've been speaking with Doug. So
Yeah. You're
in Fresno. Now,
Yes. As
far as like your service area, let's see, 8 years in business, you go as far as Selma, which is 25 miles, both residential and commercial. You do prefer commercial jobs, though. And then...
Well, I mean, I prefer commercial jobs, but I prefer commercial jobs through the commercial people that I work with, you know. So
okay, got
says,
it.
Okay,
that makes sense.
If somebody sits there and says, I got a, you know, 20,000 square foot thing of carpet, well, I'm by myself. I'm not taking on that.
Yeah,
job.
He did notate you know. That. You're a one-man band. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
No worries. So I was looking to see just briefly if you had a Facebook page. Have you ever created one for the business or?
I have a Facebook. Yeah.
You do?
I basically, if you looked at my Facebook page, you would think I was a realtor because I basically promote the realtors that use me, their properties that they put on there. So I'll just basically share their properties.
Okay. So I would recommend then that you go with, it's what we call our platinum package. So currently you do have, you know, a profile page on Google, right? I'm not sure if you did that on your own or if that was with a previous company, but.
No, probably did it on my own. I'm not sure. Did it for me in one of the groups of things that I've done, you know, from people, like I said, I've been doing this 8 years and it's the
great job
people
so
that
far.
Have,
great
well,
job.
I mean,
you have great reviews on there.
Well, and I know I do a good job. I mean, I've been working at it. I have some people that have refused. I was just telling Doug that I have some people that refused because I did some ads that, you know, you really don't have control over doing it or who
right.
they're doing. I'm not background checking these people. And then, you know, you do the carpet and there you haven't been. And this doesn't happen very often, but it happened twice too many for me. Where I basically said, look, I don't want to work with these people that are going to just sit there and, you know, try to intimidate you and say, I'm not paying because it's not clean enough
yeah.
for me. And it's like, well, unfortunately, life doesn't work that way. It's just because you don't like it doesn't mean you don't pay because you had a false expectation, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So what I would recommend for you is going with our platinum package. I would, in fact, offer it to you at a discounted rate. But for established businesses, because you've been in business for 8 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So you would be looking at a fixed flat rate of $249 a month. That's month to month.
$249 a month?
$249 a month, correct.
Okay. You know, that I would tell you because I paid $250 for my Facebook ad. It
uh-huh.
got me, I will be honest, I mean, it got me a lot of business, but you know, it was basically $100.
Can I tell you something? And you might
yeah.
be surprised when I tell you, but this package that I'm offering you, it includes the first page placement on Google, and it also includes Facebook ads included in
okay.
that flat rate.
Well, Why don't we do that? And it's month
okay.
to month, so if I'm like not happy with where you got, and I gather that it's not like, hey, yes, I accept, and then tomorrow I'm on the first page already.
Yeah, no, it's not going to work like that. I'm going to be transparent with you, Todd. Quite honestly, I will be. So let me tell you what's included, and I'm going to email everything to you as well, because we do send it to you in writing. So this is going to include first page placement on Google, content on Bing. We're going to include Facebook ads that we will manage for you, okay? We're also going to include the directory submission. Some of those directories, I already see you have profiles like Yelp and a couple of other ones. But what we would do is we wouldn't create you new profiles. We would just make sure that when we update your information, that we update it wherever you're listed. But we do list you, on additional directories that are popular within your area. Chamber of Commerce, Yellow Pages, White Pages, BBB, Yahoo. There's just a number of them, right? But of course, the most popular ones. And then also, I noticed that there was a link for a website, but it didn't take me anywhere. Am I missing something?
Yeah, I don't think that website's active anymore.
Okay, no worries. I'm going to include one for you at no additional cost. We'll build it, host it, and maintain it. Okay? And we'll make sure that that website's attached where we list your business. We're also going to include voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and we're going to give you exposure through the mobile devices. So that covers iPhones, Androids, and tablets. Okay? So pretty much covering all of your bases. And it's at the $249 a month. Typically, it does have a setup fee, but I went ahead and waived it for you because you've already done the first step, right? It's just a matter of you adding us on as managers to your profile page on Google, and we can help you, you know, if you're not sure on how to do that, our technician walks you through it. So not a problem.
Okay.
So that's why I waived the setup fee for you. Okay? Let me do this. What's the best email address for you?
lowmoisture94@gmail.com. And I have a very clean logo. I have a brochure and stuff. The other thing is too, is I'm, you know, carpet, tile and grout, upholstery, all those services are what I do. I don't just do carpet.
Yeah, no, we're gonna, those are what we call specific keywords and search terms. So we're gonna make sure that we list you correctly. So I have lowmoisture94@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Give me a second here. All right. Let's take a look. So the first email that I'm going to send you, Todd, it's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Okay. It's going to include everything that we just went over that's included in our platinum package. And let me take off that setup fee there. I'm also going to just throw in an example of a website. I mean, keep in mind it's for an electrician, but I just want you to kind of have that idea of how the website will look. Okay. So that'll be the first email that I'm sending. It'll say Google and Facebook marketing in the subject part of the email, okay? The second email, it's going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics, okay? Now, what that does is it gives you an overview of our reporting system. So you're going to be able to track all of your results with our program. You can see the keywords you're listed for, you know, how many times, you know, they clicked on your Facebook ad, how many phone calls you received. So we want you to be able to track that. And I sent you an example of how it would look. Okay. Now, I just sent you those two. Now, on this number, can you receive text messages, the number that you and I are speaking on?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to send you over 3 text messages, and if you can please let me know once you receive them. The first one is going to have my name, Nadine Medina. Although I'm what's considered the lead on the account, I do like to provide my information just so that you have it, and it's also at the bottom of the emails. And then I'm also sending you the number to customer service. So any time that you have an update, okay, a change, a question, a concern regarding your account. You're going to contact customer service. You're going to actually have a team dedicated to your account. And they're here. We're all here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. We're actually in Southern California and Fountain Valley. Have you ever been out this way?
Fountain Valley. My son is on the brink of becoming a huge tennis player in the country, and he played in Fountain Valley, I think, this summer in a pro tournament there.
No way, really? I'm going to say we're about maybe 15 minutes away from Disneyland. So we're considered Orange County, California, in the southern part.
Absolutely. I know where it is.
That is awesome.
Okay, so I've got these text messages. Yeah, his name's Ethan Quinn. He's my stepson, but I just have a feeling you're going to hear a lot about him.
Oh my gosh, you said Ethan Quinn? I'm gonna be listening out for that name. I'll tell you that.
I will tell you right now, if you get off the phone and you Google search him or YouTube search him, he is all over it. He just played in the ITA All-American his first year in college at Georgia. He played at the ITA All-American, all the best college players in the country in the United States Division I, and he beat everyone and won the tournament.
Proud you must be. That is awesome.
Oh, extremely. Yeah.
And that's not a very common name, so that would be an easy one. I'm going to have to check that out. I'm going to look him up, right, Todd?
it's funny, one of his tennis coaches here that's actually a pro coach. He told him, he said, you know what, Ethan, I looked up, you know what, I just can't think of any famous athletes. This is when Ethan was 14. He goes, can't think of any famous athletes that were named Ethan. And Ethan said to him, he goes, well, we'll see about that. So he had confidence at 14. So let me ask this. The first text you sent me, it says Fury Foundry, contact Nadine Medina. Can I add you with that?
You can. You just got to remember. So what I would do is if you're going to create like a contact, you want to do it with the 877 number. But my extension is 623. That's going to be my extension.
I have you right here. It's a found Siri with a 623. I've got that. Okay.
Okay, perfect. Yep.
Perfect. Sounds good.
Okay. Now, the other number, remember, is the customer service number. So anytime you have updates, changes, you know, questions or concerns, you would contact customer service. And then I also sent you another text message. It has a link, right, to a YouTube video. The video is about 6 minutes long, right? But when you have time, please watch the video, because what it's going to do, Todd, it's going to walk you through on how you go in and track your reports with our program. So it's nothing complicated, I promise you, but I do want you to get familiar with it, okay?
Total actions taken. So this free web listing scan, is that what it is?
No. What it is if you take a look, it's a video, right? It says it's a YouTube link.
Okay. Well, let me see. Hold on. Let me see here. I'm looking for the YouTube link. I'm looking at.
Yeah. It says, please click on the link to see a video example of our client dashboard in analytics. It was like the third text that I sent you.
Oh, the third. I'm sitting here looking at my computer on what you sent me.
Yeah, it's on the text messages. Okay.
Okay, there you go. All right.
Okay. Good. Now, your first name is, do you spell it T-O-D-D? It's just for the account purpose.
Yeah, Todd Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R.
M-E-Y-E-R. Okay. Now, the number that I currently see listed on Google, and I'm just going to be verifying to make sure everything's accurate, the number that shows is 559-676-1131. Is that correct?
Correct.
And the company, the way it reads right now, is No Limit Carpet and floor care. That's how it should read, right? Okay.
Yep.
Alrighty. Now, do you remember where you PIN verified the business at? What address you used?
4885.
Uh-huh.
North College Avenue, Fresno. 93704.
Okay. And then we're going to build your, yeah, you got a clean logo. I love it.
Yeah.
Very nice.
A buddy of mine that's down, yeah, he's down there. He actually works for Mazda and Acura down in Southern California now in their marketing department. And he's
uh-huh.
a really creative guy. Matter of fact, that whole thing, like the house that's on the circular thing and everything.
Yeah.
Totally designed by him knowing what my machine does and what it looks like and everything like that. He created that whole thing. So.
No way.
Yeah.
He did an awesome job. Really good job on
he's
that.
He's very good at what he does. I've known him since we were 11 years old too, and he's always been good at drawing even at 11. So.
You know what? I have a nephew that ever since he was little, he mm-hmm. always drew, like, you know, little kids, they don't really draw that good, you know, but you know when someone's artistic, and I swear, you know, tell this
day. Well, you can see when they have an idea of stuff, you know, on how to do the whole bit.
Oh, yeah, for
They're
sure.
They're not just script. And this guy went through marketing at Cal Poly, too, and graduated with a degree in marketing, so, I mean. It's
oh, yeah,
like
Cal Poly's down this way.
yeah.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Now, for the billing, Todd, the card that you're using today for the payment, is it in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
It doesn't have a business name on it, but it is in my name.
Okay. And is it just Todd Meyer, or is there like a middle initial?
It's just Todd Meyer on this one.
Okay. And is the billing address the 4885 North College?
Correct.
Okay. Right. And then is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
Yep. Discover.
And then what is the card number? I'm ready whenever you are.
6011.
Okay.
003-0030.
Uh-huh.
7409.
Okay.
1255.
Expiration month and year?
0827.
Okay, that's August of 27. And what's the security code on the back?
482.
Okay. I'm not going to process your payment yet. I'm going to repeat it to you just to ensure that I have it correctly. And before I process your payment, I'm going to actually walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. Okay, it's 90-second recording for your protection. It's going to outline our service agreement, go over the billing date. Now, the company asks not for you to pay this 2 months up front. Okay, they call it, it's a 2-month verbal commitment, but you pay monthly. They want you to stick it out for at least 2 months because, you know, you're not going to be listed there tomorrow. It's a process, right?
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm going to go over.
I'm not going to sit there and give you unrealistic. Realism here that, you know, it's absolutely, you'd be promising me the wrong things if you told me I was going
exactly.
to get my business on the first tomorrow. So.
Exactly.
And then for
and
sure I would cancel.
Yeah, then you'd be like, no, I'm out of here. Yeah, no, and that's why I like to be very transparent. I mean, you'd be surprised. I've talked to some people that have said, well, I signed up with someone and they said, I'll be up there tomorrow. And I'm like, oh my God, let me explain
yeah,
it to you.
No,
you know?
I tell people when I'm cleaning carpet, I tell them what to expect because not all carpet cleans the same and not
yeah.
all stains come out. Guys, all for some
it
reason.
It might be lighter, but.
yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
and,
no.
And let me tell you, especially in your line of industry, like some people think certain stains is going to be perfect. No, I'm sorry. How long has that stain been there? You know what I mean?
Well, I have a lot of clients that are pretty well off. And,
uh-huh.
You know, refer me, and I go over to this one area. All these houses are beautiful homes, but I go in and I look at them. I go, what is it with all you people of wealth that need white carpet in your house? Why is it white?
Right.
I go off and get it dirty just by walking on it.
Yeah, or just looking at it. If you're breathing, it's already getting dirty. You know what I mean?
No.
It looks nice, but it looks nice when it goes in, but then after you walk on it once, forget it, you're done.
Absolutely. So,
like I said, it's just going to outline our service agreement. And when I'm walking you through it, right, if there's something that you don't understand, you stop me and just say, Nadine, what does that mean? I'll review it, and then I'll rephrase it, okay? Just want to make sure you have a clear and firm understanding even before we process your payment, okay?
Okay.
So just to confirm with you, the number you said is 6011-0030-7409-1255, correct?
Correct.
And it expires August of the year 27, and the three-digit code on the back is 482, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Todd, and it does read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it reads on the first page of Google.
No Limit Carpet and Floor Care.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Todd Meyer, owner, operator.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, Todd, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Okay, so what does that mean?
So what that means is that we only ask, right? Let's say if we call you, you know, we want to give you an update on your account. We'll either call you, we'll text you, or we'll message you. We're just asking that you'll respond to us in at least 24 hours. We know you might be in the middle of a job, but we just ask for you to be responsive, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Now, the other thing that I want to mention to you, okay, and I'm going to do something for your protection once we finish this part, but once you start having more online presence, you know, you might get a company trying to call you that's trying to sell you another type of online product. First of all, they are not associated with our company. We will never call you to ask you for more money, okay? If anyone called you and said you need to pay $5 for your verification, right? Do not give that money. You take down their number and you call us with that phone number because it's not our company calling you, okay? And it's happened where it's happened to someone. So we like to ensure that we do all the security with our clients. So we're also going to set up a security question for you, okay? So whenever we call you, update you, we're going to ask you, what's your security question, okay? And if someone calls you and says they're Local Splash, oh, you need to, like, verify, and we need $5, I don't even care if they're asking you for $5. You ask them, what's my security question? And they're not going to be able to tell you what it is, because if they're Local Splash, then they'll tell you. And that's going to, you're going to know. They don't know it, so goodbye. Okay?
Okay.
So just be aware.
All right.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement.
Okay, so that means...
And I'll explain this one because I usually do. Okay? So what this means is we're not saying, Todd, that you can't do additional online marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, just let us know so that we can reference it and make sure we're not already providing you that service. Okay?
I see what you're saying. Yeah. So I understand that, and I will guarantee you, you guys have gotten through, like, I'm very, very turned off by this stuff for the most part. So I can tell you right now, I already have online marketing is what I would tell somebody, and I'm not expanding it at all. I'm going to see if this works. If this works, it gives me enough business, I'm not going to need to run any more of the online marketing.
Exactly. So to give you an example, since we're going to be doing Facebook ads on our end, don't do them on your end. Okay.
Yeah. No.
Because then you're spending, you're investing more money. You know what I mean?
I don't. Matter of fact, so Meta is, I guess, what Facebook turned over to?
Yes. Uh-huh. Correct.
So they're taking, I shut off an ad because I was tired of the, I hired a guy to do it. He put the wrong machine on there, which was no problem. I got a bunch of business from
right.
it. But every time I showed up, well, what's that machine? And I'm like thinking, gosh, I go to my mechanic and I don't sit there and ask him, well, what tools are you going to use to fix my car? Just fix it. In my car, but
I agree.
People, so I shut that ad off, and they're still hitting my card on it. And I gotta somehow. I don't know how to get a hold of Meta. You know.
So there should be a way for you to remove your card. You're gonna have to go to your to log in and remove your card. There's got to be a way to do it. In fact, hold on while we're on the phone. I'll look it up for you right now. Yeah, we'll look. I can look it up for you once we finish this up.
You guys,
to find you the steps on how to do it.
Yeah, you know what I know, and I know what I can do is just go to my Facebook page, and it'll put me right into my.
There should be a way for you to remove it and turn it off. Uh huh. My cousin did it before. Right. I don't know exactly how she did it, but I know she had to do it on hers when she was running for her cake business. And then she's like, "Dude, I'm like getting bombarded, and I need to stop these ads." So she had to go in and she needed to remove her card. So I don't know exactly how she did it, but this was like about probably a couple months ago. She was just like, oh my gosh, I can't handle all these cake orders and stuff. Like I'm bombarded and I keep telling these people I can't do it and I feel terrible. So I'd rather just stop the ads.
Yeah, I'm right with her on that.
Right.
Know? It's like you get, well, and it wasn't so much that I was getting, bombarded as much as I was
the questions.
I was just getting tired of the people that I was.
You're like, it doesn't matter what kind of a machine that is. Do you want me to do the work or not?
Yeah, no, right? I'm gonna tell you, Fresno. I don't use that. Well, I know. Shoot, I already know too. Is tell me if you figure out how to take that card off, that would be great.
Uh-huh.
If you could share that. I'm at the age, don't know, you know, what they have on file for me. So,
I'll look it up.
Fresno's got a lot of bad areas where you don't want to go. And, so I, you know, I'll sit there sometimes, and I don't know Fresno, like, hey, I know this area, everything, my property managers, I got a bunch of property managers, they'll sit there and let me know about areas I got to be here, but you sit there and look at it, and you go, holy cow, I don't want to be in this area, I don't want to deal with this person, you walk up to the house, and you can tell they don't already take care of their house, so I don't want to clean their carpet, because they're going to expect, so, you know.
Right.
So, anyhow. All right.
Now, so just going back to that, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Say that again. I'm sorry. I just got a text.
It's okay.
Job, so like,
it's okay.
Go ahead.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is October 10th, 2022, okay, in the non-refundable amount of $249. So this, okay, is a two-month verbal agreement. Your next payment, okay, excuse me, will be on November 10th, 2022, in the amount of $249. You may discontinue, or excuse me, let me go back to that. So you're going to have your payment today of $249. Your second payment is going to be on November 10th, excuse me. Once that term is completed, it's just going to continue to go month to month. So it's going to be a recurring payment. So meaning,
yeah,
every 10th of the month, you will automatically be charged $249. However, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That's the number that I sent you for customer service. So you'll type in 877-635-6225, and when you hear it prompt, the recording, you're going to hit number 8, okay?
Okay, let's do this again. Am I typing that,
yeah,
in right now?
No, you don't need to do it. You don't need to do it now. What I'm saying is the customer service number that I sent you, that will be,
okay,
the number that you call if you're going to pause or cancel your agreement, right? When you call that number, you'll hear the recording. It'll say, hi, thank you for calling Local Splash or whatever it says, right? When you hear the recording, just hit the number 8 so that way you can get to that, okay, department, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, we ask that you just call us 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not incurring any charges. So you want to make sure that you call 3 business days before the 10th of the month if you choose to pause or cancel your account. Okay? Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense. You're giving me a lot of cancellation opportunities.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm just saying that because I like to be super transparent. You know what I mean?
I know.
So that's all we
totally
ask.
Totally appreciate
okay.
Hey, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Medina?
Yeah.
Are you Filipino?
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm Hispanic.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
are
I'm like
joking?
The fourth. No, I'm dead serious. I'm like the fourth generation of my family here. Mm-hmm.
I have so many darn friends that are Filipino. And
well, you know what?
Filipinos.
It's a common Spanish last name. That's why.
Yeah, well, and I've got like 4 friends. They're all Medinas. I've yet to meet a Spanish person. Of course, they all have, you know, the other ones are like Fernandez and stuff like that. They all have,
yeah,
Spanish back last name.
Yeah, you know I
so.
Have, and it's actually my married last name. You're going to laugh when I tell you what my last name was. Trip out on this. My grandmother is, was full-blooded Spaniard, and her last name was Bao, B-A-O, and we don't have anyone that was Asian in our family. And that's like a Vietnamese last name. And that's,
oh, wow,
crazy.
Because
every Bao that I have looked up, it was like a Vietnamese emperor or something like that. Crazy, right?
Oh, okay.
And our family's Hispanic.
Are you kidding? your whole family's Hispanic?
My whole family. My grandmother was from, her family was from Spain. But the rest of my family,
wow,
my grandfathers were the only ones that were from Mexico.
Oh, that's crazy. Because I have some clients here that are Vietnamese.
Uh-huh.
And the stories they tell about getting here, scary. The reason why here is because they said, hey, we had to escape here. I was 1 year old. My mother was carrying me across a river because if they find out, you know, if the people in Vietnam find the other side find out because we helped the
right
more, we'll be killed. All of them. And so
that's,
like,
crazy.
You know, we just have no clue how fortunate we are to be here.
You know what? It's, I'm going to tell you, we don't. I have family. They're considered Cuban because they came from Spain and migrated to Cuba. This was like years. I mean, I'm talking before my grandmother was born. And, yeah, like, they literally came with just the clothes on their back. They had to leave everything.
Yeah.
Just to flee from that country. Yeah.
That story told over and over again here. I mean, I've run across so many people that are, you know, they look at us and they'll sit there and go, the people that were born here or lived here and been spoiled here, and they look at us and they go, wow. I mean, what are you complaining about? You don't even know what bad is.
Mm-hmm.
So
I hear you.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff. Okay. We'll need Nadine when you find out about, I can't find where my credit card payment is at all on my Facebook page. So when you find out where that, how to do that.
Yeah. As soon as we finish with this, I'm going to tell you what you can do. And I'll even send the link to you on how I found it. Okay. Now the last part on this is just making sure that you do understand the renewal and the cancellation terms, correct?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to process your payment, Todd, and you're going to receive your receipt both to your email. We're also going to send it to you in a text message. Okay. Now the next step is I need to schedule what we call a client interview. It's going to be with one of our technicians. This is where the magic is going to happen. Okay. I want to make it at a time that's convenient for you. We're going to block out an hour, but it can take 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. Okay. So I'm going to give you the times that we have available tomorrow. I have appointments 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12. And then I have 1 to 2, 10 to 11. Oh, perfect.
No,
I have 1 to 2 and 3 to 4.
So do you have one from 11 to 12, you said?
Let me double check. I do have 11 to 12, yes. You want that one?
Yeah, I've got a job at 9 in the morning, so I'll probably be done. So I can get back with them.
That's okay. So here's what I'm going to do, and I'll explain to you once I send you that email. So tomorrow they're going to call you from an 877 number, okay, between 11 and 12 o'clock. Now, make sure you answer all calls within that hour. But let's just say, Todd, they call you. Let's say they call you at 11:30, and you're finishing up. Pick up the phone and just tell them, hey, can you call me back in 10 minutes or whatever time you need them to call you back, and they'll call you back, okay? It's super important we get you through this client interview, because the faster we get you through it, the quicker we get it done, the faster we're moving, okay? We'll also send you a reminder an hour before your client interview, just letting you know that it's coming up, okay? So let me send you this calendar invite, and then we're going to go over a couple of notes. I need to set up your security question, and then I probably need like maybe 5 or 6 more minutes. I'll try to get you through it as quickly as possible, because I know you're working, and I don't want to take up a whole lot of your time, but I like to be very, you know what I mean, making sure we got everything. Okay, so I just sent your calendar invite. And let me notate it. My Apple Watch is over here. I don't understand. Well, I'm not talking to you. That's why. It does that. Like when I'm typing, if my wrist hits my watch a certain way, it starts saying, I don't understand. My grandson loves it because he plays with my watch all the time. Let's see here.
It's amazing how all that stuff.
Oh my gosh, he was pressing the button. He's over here. I mean, he's like 3 and he still can't talk full sentences, you know, and he's all saying all this gibberish. And all of a sudden, Siri's like, I don't understand what you're trying to say. And I'm like, Junior, get off of my watch. And he's all hitting all these buttons. I'm like, oh my goodness, this kid. He's a boy. I'll tell you that he's got so many scars already.
I've got a 6-year-old grandson, and he's a little passive, passive, you know, he's not overly tough, which is fine. You know, the older, I just turned 60, and the older you get, you understand they are who they are. And, you know, and you don't try to make, I always laugh when I listen to young parents, oh, when my son is here, he's going to be on the baseball team. I go, yeah, that's what you think he's going to do. It's going to be. You're going to hope that that's what he wants to do. But I've got a granddaughter on the way as well. So, and she's coming in game now.
Really? Oh my gosh. I have 11 of them.
You have 11? See, my daughter was one why I was so excited about my granddaughter coming and not as excited about my grandson. And I had to remind her, I go, well, we were sitting in the parking lot today, both not married and hoping for a friend. Of course I'm not excited.
I'm going to tell you something. Oh my gosh, you're going to be, don't get me wrong. The boys are great, but
yeah.
My husband, the girls are a lot closer to grandpa. Well, they all love him more than me anyways, because I'm the one that's like, no, you need to eat your veggies before you eat, you know, the sweets. He lets them do whatever they want. I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
One of them calls me Granny Goose, which I don't know where in the world he got that from, but okay. But it's so funny because he knows, don't mess with me. You better eat your food first. And he'll like, my husband will let him have whatever he wants. And then he was at the dentist. He's now six, but he was crying because he had a cavity. And I'm like, oh, well, thank grandpa over there for that one. And his daughter's like, yeah, thanks a lot, dad.
Hilarious. But, well, I'm in my second marriage, and Taylor's from my first marriage, and the boys are Shelly's. Funny, Shelly's for 55. She's not ready to be called grandma yet because boys are like, you know, the boys are 18, 22. So my daughter will always go, well, what do we call Shelly? I go, just ask her what she wants to be referred to as. I'm not going to.
Well, you know what's so funny? Anyway. When I first became a grandma, I said, it's grandma, not grandma yet. It's grandma. And they just laughed, but.
Well, Shelly's Sicilian, and it's Nanu and Nana.
Yes.
Know? So that's what they, but she's still not ready to be Nana.
Not ready. I don't blame her.
Yeah.
No blaming there.
Yeah.
Now for your services, Todd, I put carpet cleaning, tile and grout cleaning, I believe is what you mentioned too, right?
Hold on a sec. Here, let me grab my little brochure.
Okay.
Give you the list. Here.
Awesome.
Hold on. Carpets, rugs, upholstery, wood flooring, tile and grout cleaning. So all those cleaning. I don't resurface it. You know, when people call
carpet,
me.
Carpet, rugs,
phone, you can
tile, phone. And what else? Upholstery?
Yep.
Okay. And what else?
Carpets, rugs, upholstery, wood flooring, tile and grout.
Wood flooring. That's what I forgot. Residential and commercial, right?
Correct.
Okay. And then, let's see, residential and commercial. Okay, and then I have your Google My Business profile already there. And then if you're not sure on how to add us on as managers, they'll help you. Now, just so you know, the website that we're going to build for you, I put that you have a logo and you do have photos, right?
Correct.
Of some of the work maybe. And then now they do give you an option. It doesn't cost you additional. It is an option. Instead of them seeing your actual phone number, we could put a tracking number that's linked to your phone number. It comes with an app that you can download on your phone from the app store. It allows you to track your calls and your messages from your phone. Or you can keep it as just your phone number showing as it currently shows now. What do you prefer?
What is the most effective way?
You know, either or. I mean, you've had this number for how long? I mean, your customers know you by this number, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I would say keep it as your number. However, if later on down the line you're like, you know what, I'd just like to have a tracking number, okay, then just let us know and we can do it. It won't cost you anything. It'll be included, okay? But since it is a number that's on there now and it's what your clients know you by, right, I would say let's keep it as your phone number for now. The tracking number, it's really good, like if you want to try to you know, block the spam calls, or if you're someone who's always on your phone, you'd rather track it like that, then I would recommend it. But I think in your case right now, keep it as it is. Okay.
Okay.
And then do you prefer method of contact to be phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Let's just do all three right now.
All three. And then as far as the areas that we're targeting for your Facebook ads, I know we talked about 25 miles, but do you want to name specific areas, or you can go as far as if you wanted 50 miles? Or keep it at 25. And you can change it at any time. It's not going to cost you anything to change it.
Let's right now keep it at 25.
Okay. And what are your hours of operation?
What's that?
Hours of operation.
You know, I really don't have, the hours of operation.
I see on here it says on your hours, it looks like it shows you at, this is on your profile page.
Yeah.
It says like, let me see, where'd it go? Oh. Here we go. I believe it said to 7 p.m.
Okay, that's fine.
That you, it says you close at 7. Are you like a Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday type of guy?
I do Monday through Friday if somebody needs it done on.
Okay.
Saturday, I only do one payment or one appointment on a Saturday, because I don't want, as you probably know, I don't want to do a job at, hey, can we just do that at
the client interview?
Okay, I'm talking right now. I actually figured out how to remove my card.
You did? It's so funny because I was over here. I was going to tell you that I was already getting the email set up to send it to you, the steps that I found. You removed it? Nice.
Yeah.
Was it under the payment options?
What's that?
Was it under your payment options? Because it was saying to go to the payment method section, select remove, hit the three dots.
So. I just heard it. So hopefully they hit me for $65 on the 22nd, but
uh-huh.
I'm hoping that they can't use that card if I removed it. They can't use it again. So
no, they can't. Once you remove it, they can't. It's gone. Okay.
So anyway, with the Saturday stuff and every now and then Sunday, I don't want somebody calling me up and say, hey, 2 o'clock on Saturday. Is there any chance?
No,
really?
I'm only going to put Monday through Friday. That's all I'm going to put.
Yeah.
That's at your discretion if they call you. But I'm just putting your Monday through Friday. Do you want me to put like an 8 to 4, 8 to 5? Up to you.
Yeah, just do it that way.
Okay, 8 to 4?
That's fine. If you, actually, we're talking anyway. I'm talking to the client. They call me, and I'm able to tell them the best times for me right now. If I can't use those times, I just don't give them the...
This is just giving them a phone time for you. It's not to say that, you know, you can't schedule them at 5 o'clock if you wanted. You know what I mean? That's up to you when you talk to them. Okay. What are the forms of payments that you accept, Todd? Cash, check, Zelle, credit card, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
Venmo, Zelle. I stay away from, I do credit cards. I try to talk them out of it. I take checks.
Okay.
Cash, of course. Always take cash.
That
way, Bitcoin. If they have Bitcoin, they want to give me that. I can do that. I don't know how much Bitcoin they would have to take. I'm joking on the Bitcoin. You don't have to put that in there. I know people are dealing with that.
I've heard people say, do you take Bitcoin? And I was just like, oh, my gosh. To my cousin about her
I don't take Bitcoin.
She's like, no, I don't.
But cash check, Venmo,
and
Zelle, and credit cards. I try to talk them out of credit cards because they always charge you.
Yeah. Well, then you tell them there's taxes and a processing fee I got to add. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. And then it's not a requirement. I just ask out of habit so we don't miss anything. Are you licensed and insured or in the process or not required in your area?
So licensed is a misnomer on carpet cleaning as far as license.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no real license. but I am insured, which is the most important thing for anybody, is that my insurance covers any type of mistakes or anything like that. So,
yeah,
do I have a business license? I do. I have these property managers that sit there and go, can you give us a copy of your business license? And I go, you guys have properties in seven different cities. You want a business license in everyone? No, we just need one. And then I'm like, well, then why are you asking me for this thing? Because it's like, if I'm doing a job in Kerman and my business license says Clovis, how does it apply to the, it's almost like they just want you to have a business license for some reason.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. Okay. And then the last thing, if you take a look at either your emails or your text messages, it would have came after the welcome one. I need you to find the one that says initial invoice.
Okay, this, would I find this on my email?
Email or either your text message, either one.
Okay. Yep, it's here, okay.
Okay, so it goes on to read, Dear Todd, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. Please click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see that there?
Yep. So just click there?
Okay. Now it took you to a page. When you open it up, it says Local Splash Terms of Experience, right? At the very top. Okay. So this is everything that we had stated. Now, what you're going to do is you're going to scroll to the very bottom. It's going to ask you to type your name, but before you do that, right above it, there is a little box to the left, and right next to it, it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. So what you're saying by clicking in that box, that it is your name on the card, okay? And then in the signature box at the bottom, you're just going to type your name, Todd, exactly as it reads. You don't need to put the date. It's already populated there.
You mean on the credit card?
Yeah, on the credit card, it only reads as Todd Meyer, right? Or does it read like?
No, I have a middle initial, but it's not on that credit card.
Okay, that's why we didn't put the middle initial. So just how it reads on the invoice that I sent you, okay?
Confirm signature?
Yes, sir, please. And then when you do that, it should open up a page that'll tell you to enter a username and a password. Let me know when you see that.
We got something here. It says, please accept terms by checking off the above check. Oh, right there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I can hit confirm. Okay. Username, password. Okay.
Awesome. Okay. So we don't have your username or password yet because they're going to set that up for you. They're going to create the customized tracking and reporting system. This is why I want you to watch that video, because it's going to actually give you a demonstration on how you go in and track your results, okay, and how you put in your username and password. So we don't have it yet. They're going to create it for you once they speak with you tomorrow. So you'll get a separate email with this link, a username and a password. This is where you view your tracking your results with us, your phone calls and all that, okay? Now, I do want to set up your security question, okay? So whenever we speak with you, they're going to ask you what's your security question, or if you call, they're going to ask you, okay? So just so we have this set up in case you ever get some random person calling you, it's Local Splash, just you ask them, what's my security question? If they can't tell you, then it's not us, okay? Take down that number. Remember, we'll never ask you for more than $249 a month. The options could be, we could either put mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay,
which one do
so
you want
go,
to be your security question?
City I was born in.
Okay, city you were born in. What is the city that you were born in?
It was Burbank.
Burbank?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. And I saved it. All right. Awesome.
All right.
Okay. So you are set on that. And then just the last thing to let you know. So tomorrow, Remember, they're going to call you between 11 and 12 o'clock from an 877 number. So again, just make sure to answer all calls within that hour. If you need more time, just answer it and tell them, call me in 10 minutes, call me in 20 minutes, whatever you need. Okay? And then you're going to add us on as managers to your profile page on Google. They will walk you through it if you're not sure on how to do that. Within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed within all the directories, and we're going to send you your login credentials to start tracking your results with us. And then 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are going to be live, and your website's going to be completed. But we're going to send it to you first, Todd, just to take a look at it and make sure, you know, you don't have any changes, right, before we have it go live. What it states in our terms and conditions, and we sent this to you in writing. The first page placement on Google, it can take between 30 to 45 days. However, we like to underpromise and overdeliver. Sometimes I've seen it happen sooner. It could possibly happen sooner for you because you're already PIN verified. You just got to add us on as managers. But once these steps are being completed and processed, we're also going to send you notifications to keep you in the loop of the work that we're doing and completing. So we'll let you know when you're on the first page, when your Facebook ads are up, when your website's up, when you're in the directory. So we're going to keep you in the loop. Okay?
Sounds good.
And I want to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family. And Todd, I really want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you. And it's been my pleasure to speak with you today.
That is great. I'm excited about getting more business.
Awesome. So. Super excited for you. You have a very blessed rest of the day. And congrats on the granddaughter coming.
Okay.
I'm
and
super
what,
happy
what are
you
gonna
for
do
you.
What are you going to do when you hang up the phone?
So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to finish sending off your notes, and then we're all set. So your account.
Okay. So the first thing you should do, seriously, is go to your phone, YouTube search
Ethan Quinn.
Ethan Quinn, Q-U-I-N-N, and you will see. I
oh my gosh, I'm not even joking. I'm not even joking.
The guy is. Yeah. He,
this
he
is crazy.
Ethan Quinn and his family.
American tennis player, career, born March 12, 2004, 18 years old. Oh my gosh. I'm not even joking. When I was typing it in, it was already coming up tennis player. Like, it was giving me the suggestions. Yeah. I got to check this out. Wow.
There's another guy right now that's ahead of him. They've almost mirrored their careers. His name's Ben Shelton. Ethan almost went to Florida because of him, but he left this year. They're buddies. And they're both, I'm going to tell you, they're going to make American tennis, men's tennis good again. They're on the path. So I'm excited.
Wow.
And you heard that from.
Yes, so, I did. I'm so excited. My gosh.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Absolutely.
Let's make this work, Nate.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, Todd, you have a good rest of your day. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.